Marvel's Black Panther has been out for a week now, and it's drawing plenty of attention. Since its release, it's received mostly positive reviews. Rotten Tomatoes named it the best superhero film of all time, but it's also notable for its powerful depiction of Black actors and commentary on heritage. Chauncey James stops by to give his take on the film.
Hi, everyone. I came in today to tell you what I thought about Black Panther. Long story short, I loved it. As someone that's watched every Marvel movie since the first Iron Man, I could say this one was easily my favorite in the series. I thought this was the most well-told story of the Marvel Universe, and it's easily some of the best choreographed fight scenes that I've seen in a while. This had my favorite supporting cast of any superhero movie, period. And people are going to say that, well, it's too early to say anything definitive about it, but I honestly believe this is the best superhero movie since The Dark Knight. It feels like it's its own film completely separated from any larger narrative about the Avengers or Thanos, and that's a big reason why I love it so much. And the thing that's sticking out to me the most about this movie is the cultural impact it's having. It's been 1 week since it came out, and there's been numerous pieces written about the politics of Wakanda, from Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and The Washington Post. And then you have the fans that have been going nuts with Black Panther fan art, Black Panther memes, and cosplay. And to see it happen, to have a movie where characters have names like T'Challa and Okoye and M'Baku, to have a movie like this take hold of pop culture like Star Wars, I can't even describe how important a moment this is. It really feels like we're in the middle of a shared cultural event because of this movie. And I can't stop praising director Ryan Coogler for how much subtext he was able to pack into this movie, which is just a little over 2 hours. On the outside in, this looks to the average person like your typical superhero blockbuster, only this time with an African hero. But inside, there is so much more. This film tackles Pan-Africanism, the effects of imperialism on oppressed peoples, isolationism versus globalism, and gender equity, all better than some movies that only focus on just one of these topics for their whole runtime. The heart of Black Panther comes from its characters and the actors portraying them. Chadwick Boseman does great work as T'Challa, a very reserved and stoic hero that inside he has so much conflict over not just how to lead Wakanda, but if he's even ready to be a leader at all. Danai Gurira has some of the best fight scenes in this movie, with the casino scene in Busan, South Korea being the highlight. Peter Nyong'o serves as the real heart, though, as Nakia. She's given some of the most affecting dialogue out of any character through this entire film. But my personal favorites? Those had to be Letitia Wright and Winston Duke as Shuri and M'Baku, though. I can't get into specifics for spoiler reasons, but these two were the definitions of scene stealers for me. And of course, I can't talk about great performances without mentioning Michael B. Jordan as Killmonger. He is, by leaps and bounds, the best Marvel villain that I've ever seen. There's been so much debate on his ideals, his morals, and actions, whether he's justified for the things he does in this movie. But what I'll say, though, is that Killmonger is such a great villain because he actually forces the hero to become a better person. In this genre where antagonists just serve as the last boss fight for a protagonist to prove their goodness, I thought Killmonger was a breath of fresh air. And when I said earlier that this movie is dominating pop culture, I think a big reason why is because of Wakanda itself, the entire concept of it, an African utopia completely untouched by colonialism. It sounds like an oasis. But when you see it fully and examine its cultures and its people, it makes me think this must be what it felt like for Gen Xers to see Mos Eisley for the first time back in the 70s. The world of Wakanda is so fascinating to me, from their political affairs to their fashion to their rituals. All I could think of when I was leaving the theater was, I want to see even more of this land. I want to know everything about it. This felt to me what the world of Tolkien or George R.R. Martin must have felt to white audiences for years now. The central message of this movie examines how exactly can Wakanda achieve black liberation across the diaspora, and it gives no easy answers. T'Challa and his father spent decades believing that abandoning them for the sake of national identity was the right thing to do, which almost every supporting character calls him out for. Then you have characters like Wakabi, played by Daniel Kaluuya, and Killmonger that think that liberating black people across the world via military conquest is the best option. while Nakia believes that humanitarian efforts are the most valiant effort. To have a movie of this size and the spectacle asking these heavy questions feels like a game changer for blockbuster filmmaking. All in all, I have nothing but the utmost praise for Marvel's Black Panther. It feels like no other superhero movie I've seen, and it feels like no other sci-fi world that I've ever experienced. It gets the highest recommendation here from me in the Carolinian, and I hope you check it out for yourself.